Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do, God will understand. So now you feel just inside, you do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Contenders for the Faith broadcast. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another year, 2014. I tell you, there were many that didn't make it, but you can truly say you were one of the ones who did, and we thank God for that on today. I tell you, from 1 week to the next, there's so much going, and from 1 year to the next, there's a lot going on, and we, as the body of Christ, we have got to run like never before. I'm telling you, the enemy and the forces of evil are running rampant, and the devil wants your soul. But I'm telling you today, you don't have to give him your soul on today. You can make a decision to say that I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back on today. I tell you, we will be discussing on today, whose table are you eating from? That's a question. Whose table are you eating from? As you know, there are only two tables. Either you're eating from the Lord's table or you're eating from Satan's table on today. We want you to make a decision this year. What are you going to do? Who are you really going to serve? Are you going to give your life totally to the Lord, to the true and living God? For there are many tables, I'm telling you, that the devil wants to set out for you. I mean, there's a lot on the table he wants to set out for you on today. But we want you to eat from the table of the Lord on today. And, you know, we're living in a shadow of the valley of the shadow of death all around about you. You know, the word of God said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for God is with me on today. And we want you to truly be able to say, the Lord is with me on today. I'm telling you, the devil's paying lies to our young people and old people and everybody. He's just got them looking, you know, in the direction of the worldliness. And I know that the church saying today that there is no worldliness, you know, oh, that was then and this is now, that God has changed, oh, he changed his mind. Oh, my God, no, God's word hasn't changed. Oh, no, his word still remains the same. And the devil's painting a lie to you on the day, telling you to look at everybody. They parting back, and they, oh, you can go do drugs, and you can have a little sex here and a little sex there, and, you know, just get into the pleasures of this world, what they have to offer you. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things on the devil table. There is false doctrine on the devil's table, and using a lot of these ministers to take you away and to take you away from truth, and it's all about money here, money coming in. I tell you, it's just so much stuff going on out here that we want to make you aware of. The devil wants your soul. You even hear, you know, the people that's not even saved, like Jay-Z and them talk about, you know, they sold to the devil. I'm telling you, the devil wants you to think that he don't exist, but he does exist. Who you think is killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives on the day? Oh, it's nobody but Satan. And a lot of people are eating from the table of the devil on today. But you don't have to eat it. It's a choice. You can make a decision on today, you know, to serve Jesus. Say, I've decided to follow Jesus on today. It's not even about on yesterday. Today. Oh, yes. Today, new mercies for you on today. You can decide to make Jesus your choice, and you can go all the way with Jesus on today. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 7 and 8 says, their land also is full of silver and gold. Oh, yes, you know, you look around, you say, yeah, I can get a necklace, a gold necklace for my neck and a gold ring for my finger and just gold this and gold that. The word of God said the land is also full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end to their treasures. You look around, you know, and people just think, hey, you know, I can just get in and everything and just do my own thing because there's no end, you know. But there's going to be an end to this thing. And the word of God says, and their land is also full of horses. Yeah, they got cars and trains and planes and buses. I tell you, everything, it says full of it. Yes, a lot around. Oh, yes, but you can. You shouldn't want to get into these things that the world has to offer you because it's coming to an end. There's going to be an end to this thing. Your silver and your gold and all your horses and, well, yeah, some people got horses, yeah, but I'm talking about cars and you know, people worship their cars and idols and all kinds of different things. But we want you to know what the word is saying. He said, neither is there any end of their chariot. So yeah, I want a fast car, and I want a boat and all this kind of stuff. All of this stuff is gonna go down. But you should be concerned about where your soul is gonna spend eternity. Oh yes. I tell you, well, we know that, you know, God wants to have some things, but the problem is that the things are taking over people. They're not even thinking about God. They're so into their material things, you know. And so you're forgetting God. You can have a nice car. I have a nice car, you know. But I know your car don't have me. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want you to get caught up in material things and what this world has to offer because the word of God said the land is full of it. But we want your soul to be, you know, full of Jesus. That's what you need, full of Jesus. And verse 8 says, their land also is full of idols, idols. Meaning they worshiping all kinds of things. You know, every time you look around, Star Wars and the Sunday's Best and all these things, people worshiping, you know, American idols. And the word of God told us not to have idols. He said, don't put nothing before him. Don't put nothing, your children, your husband, nothing before God. You know, we're supposed to worship him and him alone. And that's what we're here trying to steer your mind back to the word of God. Every promise in the book is yours today. He said, idols, they worship. Worshiping the leaders, and I'm telling you, and they got schemes and gimmicks and tricks and all sorts of things. They're trying to take your money, and they getting rich, and they got you standing up there putting your hand to yourself, talking about money coming to you. Well, you keep looking, okay, because all the money going to them because you're giving it to them. It's saying they are full of idols. They worship of their own hands that which their fingers has made. All this stuff that I'm talking about, these rings and buses and cars and all this stuff, man made them with their own hands. And you know what? And now they feel like, because they got knowledge to build these bridges and knowledge to do make computers and just get, oh, we just so knowledgeable now, you know. We don't need God. Move out the way. We are God. That's the trick from the enemy on today, and that's what we're seeing in the church today. They're telling you you don't need God. They brought all the filth in the house of God, and Pastor ministered on last week, said he told the priests and the Levites to get the filth out of his house. And that's what we're telling you today, not to worship things and not to eat from the devil's table on today, but eat from the Lord's table. God bless you. I have my special guest and host, and I mean, guest with me today. I have Arjadondo La Gente from the YouTube, and I have Pastor Harris with me. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
I tell you, there's so much going on, but this is a new year, and we got to work fast because, you know, we know that Jesus is soon to come because of the stuff we're seeing taking place around about us. Ain't that right, Pastor? I tell you, we got preachers. We hadn't heard about D.S. Mondale for a while, but these people got like a network going, these pastors, and we need to let these people be aware of the tricks and the scheme that the churches and the pastors are using today. They're marketing. They're not preaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not telling you that your soul need to be saved. That's what it's all about. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ on today. Pastor, come on, share with us, because I get stirred up.
Amen. So we thank God for the opportunity just to preach and herald the truth before your hearts. Hosts have stated they're preaching money coming, but not one of them have told you that Jesus is coming. And the Bible lets us know that's going to be the day that he comes. He said the hour that no man knows, the day nor the hour that the Son of Man cometh. Then that's how you know and kind of discern that they're preaching not a balanced gospel. They're preaching about you getting silver. They're preaching about you getting gold. They're preaching about you getting a new car, preaching about you getting a new chariot, SUV, all of these fineries of life. But the first thing they've got to start preaching is the salvation of your soul, the deliverance of your soul, that your heart and your life be changed, your mind be renewed by the word of God. Certainly, as our host talked about, whose table are you eating from? You got to be very careful whose table that you eat from, because it could very well kill you or either cause you to come to life. And as she mentioned, certain minister, D.S. Mondale, what he preaches, it is absolutely dangerous and it is absolutely poison. There's no spirit and life of God that he preaches. Basically, the game is they come in and get you all hyped up to give money and then leave the town. Their pockets full and your pockets are empty. And you still haven't got a true word from the Bible, from the principles of the word of God. I want to read you a scripture from 2 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. I want to read different verses, chapter 9, and the word of the Lord speaks, and verse 5. The Bible said, then King David sent and fetched him, Mephibosheth, out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lo-debar. Amen. There's a lot of Christians today, they're eating from the table of Lo-debar. The word Lo-debar is a low place where the outcasts live. And God does not desire that you eat from the table of Lo-debar. You see, not only does the king have a table, the Lord has a table, but the devil has a table.
Yeah.
And we're trying to warn you that Jesus said, beware of false prophets. Beware of those who preach their message instead of the message of the word of God. And we're just trying to deter you from eating at Lo-debar. God don't want you to live in Lo-debar or to eat at Lo-debar, because he wants you to come and eat from the table of the Lord and where the feast is going on and where everything you need is at the king's table. And I just want to let you know everything changed when the king calls you to his table. And the Bible talks about Lo-debar and that the covenant that David had made with Jonathan, his friend, that he's made a covenant that he would, if he would outlive David, that Jonathan made a covenant with David that he would take care of his family forever. And likewise, David made the same agreement with Jonathan that if he outlived Jonathan, that he would take care of his family. The Bible says that David wanted to show kindness to the house of Jonathan and to his seed. The Bible said he found one by the name of Mephibosheth. And at the age of 5, when they had heard that David was taking rule and taking reign over the Israel and over Jerusalem, the Bible says that his babysitter took him up in her arms and began to run, and she tripped over something and fell on his legs and crushed his legs, and he was crippled in his feet. And the same thing today, the church is crippled in her feet. Your feet represents your walk or your lifestyle. Whose table are you eating from? And there are galore of false prophets and false teachings and heresies that are being preached today. And we're just trying to give you warning from the word of the Lord. The Bible says that the true watchmen, they warn and they blow the trumpet in Zion from those wolves that will come to try to lure you in to eat from their table or to be fed of things coming out of their mouths that will eventually kill whatever God has built in your life. Whose table are you eating from? The Lord says in Psalm 23:5, he said, I've prepared a table for you.
Yeah.
See, when God prepares a banquet for you, do you not know it? He don't call your friends. The Bible says he has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Those folks that don't like it,
right.
Do you not know that God's going to celebrate your promotion in the midst of all those folks that don't like you, those folks that lied about you, those folks that told stuff that was not true about you, they try to do things to you? Do you not know that David, life Saul tried to kill him, made 23 attempts on his life. Amen. Do you not know last year some spirits that got in folks, they tried to do away with you, but you're still here? Amen. And just for that, you ought to give the Lord a shout. You ought to give him a praise because he has kept you alive. If God be for you, look and say, who can be against me? If God be for you. Amen. God wants you to come to his table and dine. It's time for us, the church, to stop whining and dining the devil, but dine at the table of the Lord, the King's table. Everything changes. The Bible says that he anointed you in the presence of your enemies. The Bible also lets us to know that God, amen, he is a restorer. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you've lost a lot, but I want to let you to know that God will restore you. He will give you double for everything that you've been through. The Bible lets us to know that he gave Job double for all that which he experienced. And the same thing with you, beloved. God is going to give you double. The year, the number 14 means perfection. And this year, I believe that God wants to give you a double completion and perfection of your life. In these last and evil days, it's so important that you eat from the King's table. Everything changes when you begin to feast on the word of God, on those things that God told you to feast upon. Amen. We just want to simply just encourage you to come out of Lodabar. Come out of that low place. Amen. Come out of that place that's low where the outcast live. Amen. Come out of that. Come to the palace where the king dwells. Whose table are you eating from? Amen. Our prayer is that you would eat the word of God and that you would be led of the Spirit this year, that you would make sound decisions. Amen. There's a lot of folk who have made resolutions. Do you not know a lot of people that make those resolutions ain't nothing but wishful thinking? Amen. God wants you, beloved, as a Christian, to make a decision, continue to follow him. Not just half the way, not just 25% of the way, but follow Jesus all the way. Get your eyes off of these men who are self-exalted. They are lifted up. They are prideful. They are arrogant. They are full of themselves. They are not prophets of the Lord who speaks the word of the Lord. They are P-R-O-F-I-T, prophet. Off of everything that you would submit yourself to them, they will take total advantage of you spiritually, socially, emotionally, psychologically, but God wants to break those ties from those who feed you in Lodabar. And everything is about to change when you come to the king's table. Come to the king's table. Everything is going to change. Everything that you need is at the king's table. It's at the Lord's. Come on, peace is at the king's table. Joy is at the king's table. Righteousness is at the king's table. Come to the table. Even though the devil is trying to cripple your life, cripple your lifestyle, cripple your walk, rise up and walk, as Peter and John said to the crippled man outside of the gate. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, I tell you. Yes, Lord. I tell you, so much going on, and everything is going down, but the word of God in this last hour. Anything you want to say about
Pastor D.S. Mundell, he had a school wherein that, you know, that people were going to, you know, be able to do what he was doing with, you know, scamming people out of all this money, you know, for the sake of ministry, false ministry. Beware of this false prophet named D.S. Mundell. There's about 200 students that went, that had a graduation 1 year, and, you know, they showed up, and they had to purchase their cap and gown, and, you know, they're spending, you know, anywhere from, like, $100 to $300, you know, on their graduation, and, you know, they had the festivities, the food and everything, but, you know, these people go to school for ministry, and then they come out and thinking that they're going to be able to preach, and that their lives are valid, and that it's not even accredited, and, you know, the whole thing is made up. Your license, you know, are not being able to be used anywhere. It's not even real. So that's a whole lot of time. And a whole lot of money to somebody, you know, just be throwing out money like that, and you know, nothing's going to happen with that. Nothing's going to happen about somebody giving emptying out their bank account and go begging everybody to give Pastor D.S. Mundell $30,000 so you can be rich, you know, within 10 days. So I have to give you $30,000 today so I can be a millionaire in 10 more days. No, it doesn't work like that. And, you know, what they're doing is they're, you know, they're pimping, they're prostituting these people, and these people are lank and blind minded, and they're just, you know, they're just feeble-minded. So, you know, they get caught up in the crowd, and everybody's, you know, saying, okay, I'm coming out to hear D.S. Mundell, so are you coming? And, you know, if there's a whole lot of people, then the other people get amped up, and then they say, okay, you're going inside your pocketbook, he says to give give your last dime, give your last penny, give your last $100 that's supposed to go to your light bill, and go throw it up at the altar, and then your bank account will be full by the morning time. Just call to the bank and stuff like that. But no, you need to have common sense.
All right.
So you know, if you're thinking you're being led by the Spirit, you need to tap into some common sense there, because you know. We need to be following the Bible. And if what they're doing is not in the Bible, and you're thinking that you're spiritual enough to say, okay, this sounds about right, he's in this position, and there's a lot of people that's being deceived. Yeah, there have been a lot of people being deceived. So that must be, you know, that he must be doing something right. You know, they don't know they're being deceived, but, you know, they're telling you, hey, if they don't know that they're being deceived, it's like 1,000 of them now. It's like 2,000, 10,000 of them, 30,000 of them and, over there at TD Jakes. And, you know, if they don't know they're being deceived, well, they don't know. It's a narrow road, you know, that leads to glory, that leads into life and heaven. So there's going to be a lot of them on that broad road.
I was reading an article where it says where Bierce Mondale's wife was saying that, let's see, Reverend Daniel S. Mondale tells his followers God will free them of debt, even make them millionaires. And, you know, you hear that a lot. And it says, then come with the sale pitch, his wife said. Back up your faith with your donation. Give it as your last. Then he tell him, okay, write a $100 check, and if you can't pay it, use your credit card. Come on, people. She also said that her husband, which, you know, she was working along with him, but she's no longer with him. But she says, and then he go in the most low-income areas, you know. They want to go in the low-income areas and promise these people all these, you know. It's just not real, you know, giving you false hope, you know, and You can go online and read about Bierce Mondale, because there's a lot about him, and a lot, and his wife also said that it's a network. So it's the pastors all across the nation. They're all networking together here. They're marketing there. Who got the biggest church, and who gonna get the biggest church, and who got the most people? And the people don't belong to you. They're God's people. You know, you hear some people say, well, how many people y'all got over there? We don't have any. They're God's people. The people belong to God. And it's not about you, and it's not about me. It's all about him. It's him. It's Christ that, you know, shed his blood for you and I. It was Christ, not T.D. Jakes and not Mondale. And I don't know, people, I mean, it just doesn't even make sense how people just, you know, get their will over like that, and you won't even praise God, you won't even worship him, but you worship these men and women that has to die just like you, you know. So you need to get your focus back, get your focus in the word of God. Make a decision this year. I'm going to learn from the past. I'm going to learn from things that I've seen, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to change, you know, because the way I change is I get in the word of God, and the word gets out of, and it will change you. The word of God said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. That means if you keep your mind in the word of God, when the enemy comes in to try to trick you up and cross you up and take you back. And, you know, he said, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Do you remember how he told her, don't look back? And she turned to a pillar of salt. Because what? She still was desiring things that you say you're going to let go of. On this year, this is the beginning of the year, make a decision. I'm going to let it go. Oh, for Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus and tell the devil, no turning back. I'm not eating from your table any longer, but I'm eating from the feast of the Lord. All right, Pastor?
Praise God. Turn to just make you alert of false teachers, false doctrine. You don't have to be fearful or even intimidated because who they say they are. Jesus is greater than anybody you know.
Right.
On the face of the earth. The Bible tells us to be Christians that are mature, to discern what is good and what is evil.
Yes.
Amen. You have to make good, sound, biblical decisions when you go to various places and hear what they have to say. And a lot of them don't even preach what the Bible is saying.
Yeah.
So that's why you as a Christian better be familiar what the scripture is saying. There's a lot of these movie star Hollywood preachers. They're going to have to give an account to God one day. They're going to have to give an account. And you read in the book of Matthew, he said in that day, the day of judgment. That's what the Bible's talking about. That some are going to say, Lord, did you not read my resume before I got up here? Lord, my resume says right here, I prophesied in your name. Lord, in the second part of my resume, I healed many folk that were sick. Lord, I did ministry. I did healing crusade. Said others are going to say, Lord, did you read the other part of my resume? I did many wondrous works in your name, Lord. And Lord, it was thousands and millions of people that came to my crusades. I preached all over the world. I wrote books. And then the Lord professed, and he said to them, to those who read him, like he didn't know their life and their lifestyle, he said, I never knew you. Amen. Isn't that a disgrace and a shame to be doing church work and you never did God's work? And when you stand before the Lord, he says, depart from me. You have not worked a faithful work, a godly work, but you were workers of iniquity. Amen. You was doing your own thing, not to please me, but to please yourself. And saints, amen. And when you start seeing and hearing people that don't preach no gospel, not mention one thing about Jesus. And a lot of them, they can still be inarticulated and mesmerize you and philosophize with you, but never say anything about the salvation of your soul. Say nothing to build up your spiritual life. Says nothing to build your spirit man, to cause you to draw closer to Jesus, to remind you that the Lord is coming soon. Amen. Leroy Thompson tell you that money coming, but he don't never tell you. You ain't going to hear it not at one meeting that he preached that Jesus is coming. Because the only thing he's after that our host read about Isaiah chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, the Bible said the land is full of idols. And they're going after silver. They're going after monetary gain. When they see you as people out there, they see numbers. They see money. So they're going to run some kind of gimmick to get your money, as much as they can, out of your pocket. And one thing they said about D.S. Mundell is his wife, terrified in the Florida newspaper, says that they stay in a particular area until the money stops coming. When the money dry up, they gone.
Right.
Amen. And that's the kind of scam that they run. They come into town, and folk coming down there, they catch a ride, catch a bus, catch a train, walk. They don't care how you get there, as long as you get there and get them some money.
Right.
Amen. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. They're going after silver, and they're going after gold. Reminded what Peter said to the man that was outside of church. He should have been in the church, but he was sitting on the outside. And there's a lot of folks inside the church, but actually they're on the outside of the church.
Come on now.
Outside of the beautiful edifice, outside of the staff, the stained glass windows. Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but what you really need, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. Amen. The church symbolizing the church is crippled in her feet. And this, some of these false doctrines have crippled the church for folk to be bewitched and influenced by false leaders and false doctrine. Amen. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he reap.
Right, bro.
I'm talking about, well, one of the tactics that about D.S. Mondale and some of them that come in town and different places, they'll run a revival, and, you know, if the money's good, while the money is, you know, well up there into the types of figures that they, you know, have assessed in their mind, they'll say, okay, it's going really good. The spirit's high, you know. Hey, pastor, whoever you are, who running that, you know, who's the pastor at that church, they'll say, hey, pastor, I think the Lord wants me to stay a couple more nights, you know. In the back of their mind, they have, you know, money set on their mind, and they say, okay, yeah, I'll come back. I think the Lord wants a few more nights. And then that night, it often goes up and starts soaring high, and then the next day, you know, then that's when the money starts dwindling and going real low, and, you know, the people ran out of money, he ran out of word. You know, he's ready to, you know, go back, you know, where he comes from and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I was also thinking about how, you know, they have different things that they do, but, you know, he's not as so-called on the platform like T.D. Jakes or anything like that, but he's still out there, and it's a circuit, and they're all connected together. So, and they're not working for the kingdom of God, you know, clearly not. He does not deceive his people. God is not deceiving his people. And he's not into the love of money. This man, he even drank. There even have reports about that, police reports about things that happened as far as his drunkenness. And, you know, you have to say, okay, is that the Spirit of God? No, it's not. He's leading people, and he's leading them astray, you know, supposed to be drunk, you know. You're not supposed to be drinking.
Amen.
Like that, you know. So he's clearly showed out. He's drunken so much, he's in excess, he's even drunk. You clearly see it. It couldn't be expressed even more. So, you know, things like that. But there are some people that God uses. Despite these things that we're seeing, you know, as far as D.S. Mondale, Joyce Myers, Paula White, they're all in the networking together. There are some people that God is using that he's using in these last days to pour out truth to the people, you know, that will hear. And that's what I have to say.
We here at the Ready Church, we got a lot of news, and I was even given the news that the young man that we had on last year when he had his New Year's service had people doing flashlights. I mean, had they holding up their flashlight and everything. So this year I was told that he had a young lady came down out the ceiling doing praise dance. I'm telling you, these churches got all these gimmicks and games. You know nothing about Jesus, and they're, you know, the places are packed. They were giving away, I think, gifts, and they were full mortgage or something like that. So, you know, these pastors and preachers, they got a lot of games, gimmicks and schemes going on. He's under Eddie Long. His name is Kim Brown or something like that. So I'm telling you, praise dance from the ceiling. What in the world is going on? Where is this at in the Word of God? Come on, people, get in the Word of God, read your Bible, stick with the King James Version, because I'm telling you, all these other different versions, I mean, you know, that's floating through, you know, the devil got his footprint even in the Word of God, so you better stick to the foundation, the basic instructions that God has already given us in his word. Don't let nobody come and change you and seduce you and deceive you in this last hour. He told us to watch and to pray and to stay alert. These pastors supposed to be gatekeepers. They supposed to be watching out for your soul. They supposed to be warning you of, you know, of the enemy, of his tricks, you know, but they're not doing that. Now they've gotten their focus off of their job, and now they're doing, you know, whatever they want to do. And the word of God in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 6 says, therefore thou hast forsaken thy peoples of the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. You know, we were talking about strangers can be dangerous. I'm telling you. So you really need to get in the word of God and seek him like never before. Turn your plate down. Fast and pray and get alone with God. You know, he said he without wisdom, let him ask of God. You need to pray. He will direct your path. He promised he would. You know, if we get in the word and let the word of God get inside of you, he will lead you and guide you from earth to glory. Anybody want to go? Oh, yes, I want to make heaven my home. Oh, yes, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. I'm not eating from the devil's table on today, but I'm eating from the Lord's table on today. Pastor?
Amen. So we thank God for the words of wisdom. Amen. We pray that God will just begin to marinate in your spirit about the things that has been said. Only read your scripture from 1 Corinthians, the word. Hope we make it familiar with you. Chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. Everything we do is based on the word of God.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff that these ministries are presenting is not word at all. It's just their own things in their own mind to mesmerize and to influence you to eat spiritually from the devil's table. But here the word says, do you not know they which minister about holy things which wait at the altar and are partakers with the altar? Verse 14, the Bible says, even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. If you're a preacher of the gospel, amen, whether you're on TV, radio, or whether you're not on TV, radio, see, do you not know that God holds you? Amen. And God is recording everything that you do and everything that you say, your deeds. The Bible said that there's going to be a day that the books are going to be opened, that the book of life and the book of deeds are going to be open concerning your life from the beginning of your life to the ending. Amen. And there are some of these preachers, they not only drink and get drunk, but I've even heard world-renowned preachers say they go to the club. Just recently, one of the preachers from the preachers of L.A., they said that they go to the club. Bishop Noel Jones, which Arsenio Hall goes to his church. And Arsenio Hall stated that he was getting his drink on and getting his club on and listening to the live band. And the girl that he was with said, hey, there go your pastor. At the club. The Bible said they that preach the gospel must live the gospel. Amen. We've got to be those who set example and standards how the others should walk and live.
Right.
Amen. If you're a pastor, bishop, you should not feel comfortable going into the Broadway or to the Foxtrap or whatever the name of the club in your area is. You, as a man of God and as a woman of God, should not be going in the club where they're drinking, they're carousing. They're doing everything ungodly that's imaginable. Amen. And we've got